2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, when you're tired of throwing lads out of a helicopter and baiting them around on Spike Island, what else is there to do? Well, travel the world if you're my next guest. Uncharted with Ray Goggins is on RT1 tonight at 9:35, and Ray is here with me now. You are very welcome along to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us in. Yeah, it's great to be here.
I'm so excited about this, Ray, because huge fan, obviously, of Hell Week over the years, and we've all got to know you and, well, what bit of your personality you let us see on that show. Was this something that you pitched to RTE because you wanted to go to all these mad places, or did they come to you with it?
No, it was myself and the executive producer of Hell Week, a guy called Jamie Dalton, who's with Diffusion Media now. It was his and my idea. We just wanted to see if we could do this, like, and something that was slightly different to Hell Week.
Yeah.
You know, and a bit more exotic instead of, like, I was used to Cork Harbour. I'd like to go somewhere different.
Sorry. So. And also, I love how you say a bit more exotic and you go to South Africa and arrange for all of 2 hours.
I know. It was like a bad day in Wicklow. Yeah. It was sideways rain. We drowned.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Where did you get to go and film all of these episodes? Because obviously the first one is coming out tonight on RT1 at 9:35, and it's Deadly, you go to South Africa. It's not the South Africa that we would all picture in our minds, really. It's a completely different side of everything. But where else did you go?
Yeah, it is. So in South Africa, we use the Drakensberg mountain range, which is very obviously wet. But it was supposed to be summer, allegedly. But it was like winter in Ireland. We went to South America. We filmed in Bolivia on the Inca Trail and Huayna Potosí Mountain.
Yeah.
We also did some stuff in Colombia, in a jungle environment. And then we did some Arctic stuff as well, so a bit of everything.
And who are your other guests?
Yeah, the other guests, so obviously Leon Lyra tonight. Kneecap were
Deadly.
They were good crack. I had Joe Canning and Tom Barr
pair
in Colombia, so it was great to work with them. And I had Ash Thompson and Ellen Keane as a pair in Bolivia.
So much to look forward to.
Yeah.
One of my favourite people on the planet is Lyra, and we have her on the phone right now. How are you getting on, girl?
I'm doing great, girl. How are you?
I'm not so bad. Lyra, Ray is obviously here in studio with us. You are live, not from Cork. You're over in the UK at the minute, hopefully bringing us out new music. Fingers crossed on that one. But talk to me about this. How on earth did you find the show? Because I watched it last night and I need to really commend your nail tech, because the work that you did for 5 days and not losing one of those nails has to be just applauded.
I know, yeah, girl. Not going to lie, when they first came to me, I was like, absolutely not am I doing that. Not a hope in hell are you going to get me into a pair of gym leggings on TV. They're bad enough looking at the gym. And I was like, I'm not doing it. And for ages, I was like, no. And then I was like, you know what? It's January. The music industry kind of calms down around January time. And I was like, I'm going for it. I'm going to do it.
And go for it. You did. You're paired up with Leo Varadkar in the first episode that kicks off tonight. How did you find that, especially the opening scene where the two of you have to get into a Jeep together and Leo's driving and he hasn't really driven in years?
Well, you see, he's lucky because I can't drive. So, like, I wasn't being the passenger princess because I can't drive to save my life. Like, I would be absolutely horrendous. So I was like, grind it till you find it, Leo. Keep going, boy. So he was grand. He didn't get any, like, tips from me because I was like, sure, I know what I'm doing. I'm just sitting here. So, and I swear, when they first told me, they're like, you're going with Leo, I was like, what in the name of God are you doing to me? Like, I'm not the sharpest tool in the box. Like, and your man's there, the Taoiseach of Ireland, is like, help me, Nora, but he is so lovely. God bless him. He's so, so nice.
Lyra,
I love him.
You play yourself down, but you give incredible one-liners throughout the series. I think without even realising what's going on. You were on a serious trek at one point, and I just need to play a clip of what you can expect out of Lyra's mouth. Hang on, have a listen to this.
I'll definitely have a Beyonce butt after this. Definitely getting the VIP rear deer, for sure.
Oh my God, why did I even say that?
You haven't seen this TV show yet, have you?
No, I haven't. I'm actually cringing for myself and my father. Oh my God.
Right, how was it for you? Because obviously this is, it's really different because it's the three of you guys together. So if the energy is dipped from someone at all, then it's going to affect the whole mood of the camp. But like Lyra really just didn't dip at all. She kept you guys going.
Yeah, there's no dip with Lyra. it's just up the whole time. And in fairness, she was a brilliant teammate. You know, she just brought energy all the time. She was brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, she threw herself into everything. She's vibrant. She just gets on with it. She's a good crack.
And so, you do need that as well, because, you know, obviously when you guys start off the episode, you're on horseback, which, again, you're doing that for hours and hours. It's tiring in itself. But then you have to actually get into, you know, a hike and a trek for more hours. If the energy is low, it's going to be even tougher, especially when the weather is incredibly bad. So, like, you have to have someone who's like, come on, let's go.
Yeah, you do. And to be fair, with Leo as well, Leo kind of does that in a different way. Like, he kind of, you know, he plows through, like, but to be fair with her, like, she just, you know, she puts the fun in everything. Yeah. It's just good crack. It was just good crack.
Thanks, Cave Dad.
Yeah, she calls me Cave Dad, by the way.
I do.
And I call her Mountain Barbie, because that's who she is.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with these nicknames. Speaking of the caves, Ray, you would have slept in a cave in your time, right? And I'm giving you all the credit now, okay? You can't ruin the image that we have of you, Cave Dad.
When RT are finished with me, they put me in a box and put me in a cave. Yeah, that's usually what happens, yeah.
Just keep you there until they decide what the next season is. Lyra, how did you cope with sleeping in the cave as the only girl on the trip, but also as the only non-snorer?
Yeah, I know. Those two need to go and see someone about that. I swear to God, I thought I was going to get sucked in a nostril at one point. I was like, lads, calm down. It's like getting a free blow dry. I was like, help me. But I genuinely, Laura, thought I was going to be like petrified to death. Like, I was like, absolutely not. This is not happening. Like, I'm not going to sleep on the floor and have creepy crawlies crawling around me.
Yeah.
But I was so tired from Ray putting us through our paces. Climbing. When you think you're at the top, he's like, we've another bit to go. And you're like, would he calm down a bit there? You're wrecked. Like, you're literally, you close your eyes and you're gone, Dom Perignon Young. Like, there was no time to be scared. I was wrecked. And then at 5 o'clock, you'd hear Ray rolling up his mat. And I was like, what is your man doing? He's like, come on. I was like, oh my God.
He did give you a bit of time, though, for like a beauty suite. And you got the lads involved in the little eye patches. Ray, how was that for you? You're probably not used to that level of service on the side of a mountain.
That was probably the most emotional experience for me in the whole project, getting some sort of eye thing put on me.
With a cup of tea.
With a cup of tea, which is nice, yeah. But I suppose, look, we had made a deal that, you know, if Lyra kind of played my game, I would do a little bit of what she wanted to do, which was a beauty session on a mountain with herself and Leo. So.
And she did with the, and actually, can I just point out that was the only time it didn't rain?
Actually, that's true. Yeah, so it was actually dry. Yeah.
Maybe you should have done more of that. It was a good omen.
maybe you'll know that now for
another series.
Yeah, I do.
Lyra, how high were you when you realised, like, how high up a mountain were you when you realised that you were actually afraid of heights? Like, did you know this going into the show?
No. Like, at the start, they were like, so what are you scared of? I was like, oh, spiders, creepy crawlies, and having camel toe on live TV. Like, they were my big issues. And then, because, like, I'm only in 6-inch heels. Like, that's as high off the floor I go normally. And anyway, we started going up, and I was like, I'm grand. And then I was literally, like, not even the first phase up, and I was shaking like a leaf. Because you look down, and it's, like, a solid, deathly drop. And, like, you're above the clouds. So my mind just went into, like, if you fall, like, you're dead. And I know I had, like, the clips on me, but in my mind it was like, you're dead. So my mental state had just gone from me, and I was just imagining myself in a pink coffin going down the road.
Like, I love how it's a pink one.
I was, of course. So I did. Now I know I'm terrified of heights.
Well, at least the show actually showed you that. We do have a little clip of you halfway up one of your big climbs. Have a listen to this.
God help me! I feel physically f-ing sick.
Like, right.
Well, why did I curse? I was trying not to curse the whole thing.
Lyra, look it. You're out there all day, every day for hours upon hours upon hours. There was no way it was ever not going to happen. Ray, like, it was an incredibly tough climb that you took the lads on. So, like, was that to be expected how they reacted and how Lyra actually, like, I mean, in fairness to you, you were gone white, Lyra. Like, you looked like you were sick.
Yeah, she was absolutely terrified. But I suppose what we were doing, like, we kind of just went through very simple techniques that she would concentrate on herself and Leo and myself, and that's all you do. You just focus on the things you can do, like the things you can control, which is, you know, maybe how you grip, how you climb, and to focus on that, then it takes away the fear a little bit, because you just go a little bit at a time. That's what she did, in fairness to her and Leo.
So 3 points, Lyra, was what you kept screaming.
3 points of contact is like is my next album, I'd say. And I pack like a mad woman now. Oh my God, I've never had a dry bag going like this. I swear.
Talk to us about your packing as well, because after the first day, Ray just took your bag apart. Ray.
Ray, I'm so sorry. Ray, can we put Ray's mic on mute for this section? Oh my God. He was like, what are you doing with all that hand sanitizer? Did you plan on coming back down off the mountain? I was like, ah!
Just to give people an idea of the size of the bottle of the hand sanitizer, Ray.
Yeah, it was a 2 litre bottle. I never knew it came in that size. Like, I've never seen so much hand sanitizer in one place at one time than she bought.
Sure. And her full makeup bag.
And the full, everything.
Yeah.
Everything. You want to see the kit that came, you know. And yeah, she carried most of it, in fairness to her.
And absolutely none of it was used, which is the most annoying part. You know, when you pack all the stuff and you're like, I don't have time to be putting on this blusher. I'm exhausted. This is what I look like now.
Laura, so, but you used the eye patches. And like, if you hadn't packed them, the lads wouldn't have had them either. So.
Yeah, go. Exactly.
It paid off a little bit.
It did.
Just again, because, you know, just to show how raw this show is and how you do put everybody through their paces, right? Like when you guys got up to the top of that waterfall and you camped up there for the night, like there was no chopper waiting to bring you guys back down again. And I don't even think we see how you get back down.
We actually abseiled down some of it and we walked down the rest of it. So it's a trek off, like, so.
It's physically and mentally tough. And I know that is the idea of the show. Lyra, for you, you were quite emotional speaking about the entire experience at the end.
Yeah, girl, I can't even watch any of the ads. I'm just like welling up like there's no tomorrow. And I didn't think I'd be like that, to be quite honest with you, because, like, you know me as a person outside all this. Like, I'm kind of, I know, fun, go lucky girl, kind of like, yeah, take life. But emotionally really did get me, because, you know, we live in a world that's so fast paced and we put so much pressure on ourselves all the time, be it like in our jobs or making money or like even how we look on Instagram. And that all got stripped back and we went into the wild, and it meant so much to me to kind of like go back to our roots on what is important. It's actually living life and the simple things in life. Yeah. And when I was talking about it, I suppose I didn't realize how emotional I would get. And I did, because I genuinely did find out new things about myself that maybe I didn't know before the show, you know, that certain things aren't important in life. And, you know, we do need to start living it a bit more outside the box of this Instagram world that we all put ourselves in. And it was an emotional journey for me. And I loved meeting the lads. Like, I loved getting to know Leo behind the politician that we all see.
Yeah.
I loved getting to meet Ray, because I'm not going to lie, Ray, I was terrified to meet you. I was like, he is going to bait the head off me with eyelashes and the nails on. Like, and then, you know, the crew behind it all that we don't see are the most amazing, talented people that we've ever met. They kept us all going through the whole thing. And bear in mind, they're doing what we do with cameras, with the sound equipment. Like, we've all just become such good friends, and I was leaving them at the end of the show. It was very sad.
This is what when I was sitting down watching it last night, I was going, whatever about you lads? And, you know, Lyra, obviously you stripped down the bag, got rid of the hand sanitizer, got rid of the makeup and all that kind of crack, and went with your one backpack. Those lads are doing all of this, and they're doing mics, they're doing cameras, they're doing lighting. They have to go ahead of you. So every climb that you guys do, every hand shot that we see, they've set up little GoPros and drones and all this kind of crack. Mm-hmm. It's to be commended, the amount of effort goes into it. Ray, for you as well, because Lyra obviously mentioned there about, like, you know, stripping it all back and being raw and vulnerable. You were a great mediator for the lads on the show as well, like asking those questions about, like, you know, their everyday life and stuff like that. How did you find that side of doing this show?
Yeah, it was a challenge for me because, look, my previous experience with the likes of Hell Week and stuff, you know, you're just a dog and you're just barking at people. Whereas with this one, I had to be a bit more human, which was a struggle. But it was good, because it was great, like, with Lyra and Leo, because, you know, two different people, like, but we're all wired the same, and the same things kind of motivate us at the end of the day. And no matter what you do and how that comes out in the wash, that's what I think anyway. And I kind of proved it in the conversations with them and their experiences and what they kind of hold there and their values, you know. It's all similar, really.
It truly is a fantastic watch, and I'm dying for the rest of the episodes to come out. I'm also incredibly excited for everybody else to get to watch this first episode, you guys included, because I'm delighted that I know you lived it, but I watched it, so I'm excited to talk about it. To Cave Dad and to Mountain Barbie, Ray and Lyra, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Uncharted with Ray Goggins is on RT1 tonight at 9:35, and we will be back right after these.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast,
sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find Bagsmore to get you through the week at Maxall.